Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As we start to talk about, you know, game one, game two here, I just think Donovan was the tone setter. You and I talked on Friday about it, whether they need to have a statement game. I don't know it ended up being that. I mean, I think the statement from the Cavs was, whatever you do, we'll do, but we're not going to play outside ourselves. Like, I think that's how they met the physicality. They didn't go over the physicality, but they met that tone, and I think that tone starts with Donovan and how he played.
Oh, it no question starts with Donovan Mitchell. And, God, knock on wood, pray he stays healthy throughout these playoff games, because – I think they're going to get to Boston. I think they're going to beat Orlando in probably about five games. So I think they may end up dropping one down there. But they're going to need this dude, man. If they think that they have any chance to be in the title race this year, Donovan Mitchell is going to have to play at an MVP caliber or MVP level, I should say. I can't speak for some reason.
Well, if only that was your occupation.
Hey, I talk for a living.
God, she's the new assassin.
Yeah, she is. She's well, okay. I feel like we've got three assassins on the show. We've got Kayla, we've got Mac, who has assassinated us a lot recently, and we've got Keith. I mean,
Keith.
I mean, there's landmines all around us. Now, that being said, I think it's really interesting to see if Donovan can keep this up, and I think last year we took for granted that Donovan was going to be able to do that in the playoffs. I think this year, if Donovan can do what he did in game one, it's not even about the 30 points. When they needed a bucket, Donovan had it. That, to me, is the kind of thing that I think – I don't know what raises the ceiling for the Cavs, but you know what I do think it does? I think it helps secure the current ceiling they have. Inevitably, I think Evan's the guy – that determines whether you can push Boston or not. You know, Evan and Darius are the guys that kind of push that or decide that. But Donovan's the guy that keeps you rooted in this series. And, like, you know, he's the guy that tonight, if they – let's say they all of a sudden they maybe go back to some of their bad ways, I think he showed you he's healthy enough to set that tone and to get back to who he was and keep being the guy he was in game one. 216-474-0092. If Donovan keeps this up, what he did in game one, does it change your ceiling for the Cavaliers? I've said he's the current ceiling. Like, him being a 25 to 30 point night a guy determines who they are now. But I think it's the other guys that maybe determine what more you can be. But that's not me trying to take him for granted. That's just me saying, like, he's a playoff player. He showed that he can score, he can hoop in the playoffs in that game. We didn't see that hardly at any point last year in the playoffs because he was so worn down. So, like, he might not be the guy that sets the ceiling to me. Maybe the better way is he sets the floor.
He sets the tone. I mean, this guy, if he plays like that, I think he makes everyone around him confident.
Mm-hmm.
which is sort of like what LeBron did when he was playing with guys who weren't on his level. But when guys play with really, really elite level players, they step their game up. But I think you've certainly seen that with Donovan Mitchell when he's at his best.
Well, and I think the unknown with Donovan is, you mentioned it a little bit, can he stay healthy? And I just think, and what I mean, can he stay healthy? I am concerned about the thing that held him back in the second half. It's more to me, it's about, can he just not wear down? If you look back to that series last year, he really wore down. And a lot of that was what the Knicks were throwing at him. And I think also it is, the Cavs played him for a career high at minutes. Like, I think last year, previous to last year's career high was maybe 33, 34 minutes. Last year he played 36 minutes per game. And I know it sounds, 2 minutes a game. Guys, it's a lot. He is a small guard. And especially, you know, you want to protect small guards' legs. That's the thing that bugged him in the second half of the season this year. So I just continue to go back to this idea of, you know, the thing I'm watching is, all right, we saw it in game one. Can we see it in game two? And again, the scoring I trust. It's the explosiveness with Donovan. That's the kind of thing that can not only lock you in this series, but maybe even lock in your floor against a team like Boston, where a guy like that can keep you competitive. It might be the other guys that got to help you win it, but he can help you with just the performance. 30 points last night, 30 points Saturday, 11 of 21 shooting. That's the kind of game that can keep you in against a team like Boston, who just is overly reliant on the three-point shot.
Yeah, Nick, it doesn't have to be 35 points a game, but I mean, if he gets you 25, that's certainly enough, I think.
All right, let's go with Larry. Larry, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, how's it going, Nick Dustin? How you guys doing, man? Great.
Good,
show.
Larry, how are you? Thanks, man.
You know something, guys? You mentioned about non-step for love. I think it's going to happen. The other team's going to take him away from us. Even this series, if they're smart, they would do that. Even the series maybe like Boston, too, that make the other guy step up. I think the key of the series, you guys, the run, I think it's basically Evan and Darius. If Darius, I'm going to give Darius a little bit of credit to you guys on his defense. He was kind of pesky last time he went against Orlando. He did really well. And the thing of this team, I think, is basically comes down to defense with us.
So the only thing I'd say, and Larry, we appreciate you, buddy, 216-474-0092 if you want to join us like Larry just did. If Donovan keeps this up, does it change your floor or your ceiling for the Cavaliers? I don't think – if you need Evan and Darius to be Evan and Darius to beat this Orlando team, you might be in trouble. Orlando is not a good team. They're not a good offensive team. And unfortunately, like the Cavs last year played really good defense in the first round series. It's just they couldn't buy a bucket. The offense is what Donovan and Darius and Evan, all this and Jarrett, disappearing, and then you add to the rebounding woes and all that. Those guys not scoring enough, which they should have. They have enough firepower to score against a team like the Knicks, but they just couldn't score enough, and they couldn't keep scoring. They couldn't stand a roll offensively. So this is not a game where, like, it's not as simple as offense or great defenses cancel each other out. You've got a great defense, and they've got a bad offense. Not a offense, not a middle of the road, not an inconsistent offense, which is what I think the Cavs is. No, they've got Paolo Banchero and a bunch of dudes, and they don't have somebody to set the table for all their other pieces. So I don't think – like, listen, Evan Mobley was great in game one. 16 points, 11 boards, 3 blocks. The 2 3-pointers he hit early were so crucial to that win. But, like, that was a nice game from Evan. All right? That was a really nice game. When we say, oh, you need Evan to help win you games, we're talking like a 22, 23, 24-point game from Evan. That's what we're talking about with Evan. I think that's the difference. I don't think we've seen that Evan consistently. That's not all his fault, by the way. I think some of that is playing with two ball dominant guards and all that. But, like, dude, I'm serious, man. Like, Donovan playing like he did on Saturday should be enough. With I'm not saying everybody else can play like crap, but if everybody else gives you effectively what they gave you in game one,
yeah.
If Donovan can give you that too, there's no reason you can't go ahead and make quick work of Orlando.
And again, I think, Nick, they have to make quick work of the Magic, because the longer this series goes, the more stress you put on Donovan Mitchell. And when you get to the Boston series, you are going to have this team be healthy. Donovan Mitchell is going to have to get through this series and be healthy. And again, if you can do that, you are going to have a chance against the Boston Celtics. But not to get ahead of ourselves, we still got to finish this series here against Orlando.
And we are going to have JB Bickerstaff's pregame coming up at some point in the show here. Can I ask one more thing about this?
Because
I do
want to
get to
whatever you want, Nick.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you, Dustin.
You're welcome.
I want to get to the Darius part of this as well. So we'll probably hear JB pregame at about 6 today. But like, to get to the Darius thing here, here's the other reason why I think it's important. This has nothing to do with game flow and crap like this. I still think, to some degree, you know, Lima has been on this one-man dirge to try and get every – or sorry, this one-week requiem. I'll get to it, damn it. This one-week wrecking crew of Cavs fans aren't excited enough. I think part – it's not a lack of excitement. It's uncertainty. I think Cavs fans are uncertain of who they can trust, quite literally now on the court and long term. And I think Donovan, being the reason you win this series comfortably, would go a long way for Cavs fans who are holdouts, who don't feel maybe yet like Donovan is a Cavalier. I think all the regular season stuff is great, but, man, I'm telling you, if Donovan could score 30 points a game in this series and you win this comfortably in a 5-game set, then Donovan's the reason that you're winning – I think this would go a long way for Donovan to having a few more fans in town and maybe a little bit more trust, even though we know whatever's going to happen in June is going to happen in June.
You think there are fans in town that have not bought into Mitchell?
Yeah. Well, it's not like they don't like him. It's he's not one of us yet. You know, like, and listen.
Well, how
does
he become one of us? I mean,
win a playoff series?
Okay.
Like, oh, well, I don't think it's just that. Like, I think the bar is higher. If, like, Darius and Evan, you drafted them. It's different when you draft a guy that can be a superstar versus you trade for a superstar. When you trade for a superstar, there are real God's honest expectations. And I think, unfortunately, with Donovan, because he wore down, and honestly, he was the face of the team that got beat up and thrown out of the playoffs last year, I think you add that to the contract thing, and yeah, I think he is swimming uphill a little bit. I think he has to – LeBron never had this fight because LeBron was from here. LeBron was drafted here. Even though he left and came back, he was still from here. Like, all those fans who were bitter about him leaving, that's because we thought he was ours. I think.
So how did they feel about Kyrie when he was here?
Well,
did we love him because we drafted him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think, like, not a lot of parallels of a Cleveland team trading for a superstar and then – that guy, like, we're just not used to that. So we're a little suspicious. It's the same thing as to when you find out your new neighbors are from Denver instead of finding out your new neighbors are from Lyndhurst. Like, there is a little bit of you got to prove yourself. And listen.
How'd you find out?
What? Oh, I ran a
scent in the air.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. From people from Denver?
Yeah. Smoke a little,
a weed joke.
A little reefer?
A little ganj joke. Now I got it. It was a ganja joke, everybody. I'm a little slow.
Littering in.
You know, these snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries.
No, they're...
The snozzberries or schnozzberries?
They're snozzberries.
I think they're schnozzberries.
I think we're going to have to go to the tape here.
We will have to roll the tape back.
I don't think they're schnozzberries.
What are they?
Schnozzberries would go up your nose. Snozzberries are from Willy Wonka.
Okay.
I think there are a lot of Cavs fans in wait and see with this Cavs team, and I think Lima's the only person in town that has a problem with it. I think it's totally fine if Cavs fans, even after game one, are still in wait and see mode with the Cavs.
So I heard Lima a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
The slippery wizard himself.
And you know what? Good job out of Ken Carman for not getting jammed up.
Ken avoided the shoot.
He did. Proud of you, Kenny. Wherever you are, proud of you.
Hack!
She's getting really good at that.
Yeah, the assassin's assistant did it quite fine there. But what do you think about
She's
that?
She's getting confident.
Yeah, she is. That's good. We like that.
Just don't get cocky there, Kayla.
No, get cocky. Yeah. Just go ahead, especially if it's making any jokes at the expense of Anthony Lima. But, no, I think there's this idea. Like, I mean, he was taking shots at the town. This town is like a sports town. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? One, listen, do I think there's a double standard in what we accept and what we expect from the Browns and what we expect and what we settle for with the Cavs? Yes. All right, now do the Cavs versus the Guardians. Like this point that it's supposed to be fair and equitable and you got to root for everybody the same way, that's not how this goes. And honestly, like Lima continues to make their morning show about one game. It's not about that. People had a problem with the last game of the season, had a problem with the 19 games before. And his refusal to acknowledge that, quite frankly, is pretty convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty convenient that he makes it about one game instead of people. Listen,
people.
There were people up until 15 games to go that were telling me I was wrong because I didn't like the way the Cavs were playing, and I thought their inconsistencies could hurt them. And that was 15 games to go. Those same people, 10 games later, were panicking with me. So, like, listen, it was a great one-game performance by the Cavs. I think they should win this series in five. Now that I've seen what the Magic are, I don't think the Magic are going to have a lot of adjustments. And I think if this thing goes longer than six games, it'll be because the Cavs let it happen. So that's informing the way I watch this series. But you can give them, say, hey, you know what? You did a hell of a job in game one. You answered the call. You looked better in game one against the Knicks than you did all series, maybe even in your win last year, in your one win in the Knicks series. Now prove it to me again. Because here's the thing with the Cavs. It's not been that they can't have a good night. Their big problem has tended to be consistency. And that's what tonight's about for me. You had that little slippage there in the third quarter where it looked like you were going to put yourself in harm's way. You ended up coming back. You got the win. Cool. Now prove to me you can do it again. Because this is a series that this series should not go long. After seeing Donovan, like, part of me was like, well, maybe a longer series going into this. Maybe a longer series would be better because you can kind of get on the same page and figure yourself out and maybe build some confidence. Now, all right, Donovan looks good. Evan looked really good. Now get through this as quick as possible. That's the one thing that game one changed for me. Okay, proof of concept. You've proven that you can rise to the occasion. Now do it three more times and get the hell out of here.
How about a sweep?
I mean, a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. Like, guys, the Orlando Magic are a fine team. They're probably closer to a play-in team than a real – if you put them in the West – they probably would have been a hell of a lot closer to what the Lakers were, what the Pelicans were, like that. So you should act accordingly. You're the better team. You showed it. Now tonight is about consistency. Game three will be about can you play with the same intensity, not in front of your home court? And I think that'll be the biggest challenge. Like, I know you mentioned tonight you expect a little bit of a closer game. I don't. I think the closer game is going to happen in game three. That's the game that has me scared. Because that has been the team. This team, it's weird how many similarities are between the 2024 Cleveland Browns playoff team, or 2023 Cleveland Browns playoff team, and this team. They're a different team at home. God knows what you're getting on the road. Both teams had consistency issues. Both teams had health issues. Now, you've done what they didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
You got that win. Now you got to do it three more times. And that to me, like, this series now is about proving that you're the better team and acting like it through the whole series. And acting like it means you never slip up and give them a game.
You know, the other thing too, Nick, is had the team on Saturday blown the lead, lost the game, not played the way that they did, we're in full-blown panic mode today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that doesn't go away. If the Cavs don't win tonight, tomorrow we will be a little bit concerned.
Yeah.
And I say a little bit, like maybe a little panicked.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know I'll be panicked.
We are overly confident tonight that the Cavaliers are going to win this game, are we? Are we not?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. They should win. I don't know that I'll panic if they lose. The devil's in the details on that one. But go show me you can duplicate what you did in game one. Because here's the thing. They don't have the – Orlando doesn't really have the ponies. Unless it's the guys that played in game one, they don't really have the players to make you take and choose between your two bigs. They don't really have the players to make you pay for turnovers. So you have a margin for error. So there is going to be some natural wiggle room, but you just got to get the win. You got to get the win tonight. And you again, it's about consistency for me. 216-474-0092. What is game two for you about? Donovan Mitchell was game one, matching the physicality, or at least responding to the physicality Orlando had. That's what game one ended up being about. What will game two be about?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.